over how her technology ended up being used in GPS systems and other components. It also was said that she made some improvements on the traffic light. I don't know the details.
Right. She had the where they could coordinate the traffic lights so that on a one-way street, you could go a certain speed and make all the lights.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And
if you're going on a one-way street, you can coordinate the traffic light so that a person going to the speed limit is 30. If you go 28, you'd not be stopped at a light.
That's cool. That's sort of ahead of one's time to come up with that. And then also tablets that would turn ordinary water into a bubbly beverage.
What was that called? Fizzies.
Yes.
Where they had in the 50s, my dad, we got some of those things. My dad thought they weren't good because they tasted like Alka-Seltzer. And he was afraid that they had aspirin in them, so he wouldn't let us have them anymore.
But, I can see that.
There are a lot of actors and actresses who are pretty intelligent, more than just a pretty face on the screen. Jane Mansfield was quite accomplished violinist.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
so a lot of these actors had a life beyond the silver screen.
We do that with a lot of people, regardless of profession. We kind of size them up, thinking, this is who this person must be, and once you look into their eyes or have a conversation, you realize there's a lot more going on. That's one of the things I've always liked about people listening to you now don't know that you could probably give folks a pretty good haircut if you were a barber. You could tell a good sermon.
If you didn't mind a 1950s or 60s style haircut, but today I don't think I'd make it today because the styles have changed so much. I know. I tried to cut my wife's hair several times. She insisted that I do it, although I didn't do a very good job of it because I was pretty good with men's hair, but not with women.
Yes, that's amazing.
Anyway, enjoy the show immensely. Your pop quiz. I'm no good at math, so I just had to put in my funny because I have no clue how to work mathematics. It doesn't work for me.
Well,
language yes, numbers no.
Understood. I totally understand.
All right.
Okay, Tommy, take care. And Susie is about to join us too. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning.
I do have your song coming up. I finally found it. So thank you. I don't know why I had so much trouble with that.
Well, there's two versions, because there's the one that's Utah Phillips, and then there's the one that, somebody made into a song. So either one is fine.
Yeah, do you have
They're both very good for this week.
Yes, I have Utah Phillips up. Who knows? We could play them both if we separate them by a little bit of time. It's a great song. You knew who we were looking for. Who is it?
Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr, indeed. And The Charge to You. In Blazing Saddles, they would refer to one of the characters as Hedy Lamarr. There was a character named Hedy in the film, and that was kind of a running joke throughout the movie. But did you know about the spread spectrum technology? The frequency hopping?
I did. And my mom read a book about her, and I think it was fiction, but it was based on her life. And she actually, the way she left her first husband was she gave him a sleeping pill, and she dressed up as her maid. Like, she switched clothes with her maid, and she escaped, and she came to the States. I think he was a Nazi. And that's when she met the guy that runs Metro Goldman.
Yes. Leo Mayer or Leo Meyer, one of the M's in MGM.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was married six times and died unmarried. She was single for the last 35 years of her life. And as I said, I'm going to post an article about her that shows some of her patents. And really fascinating woman.
Yeah, so I wonder, who are you going to choose next? Amazing, amazing life that she had. And I wonder who are you going to choose next week that was born in Austria?
I do not know. Should I? Do you have, no. It depends who was born on that day.
I'm not
sure. There could be somebody. I'll have to look in our Austrian history book to figure that out. Well, well done, and your request will be coming up right at the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us, and thank you if you came up with Hedy Lamarr this morning's History Riddle, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Richard on the North Side's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Tune In Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden. Other streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Soldier in the truth, said eight-eye woman, ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor, ship gonna sail someday. Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize, ship gonna sail someday. Gene Depp said, well, there's a soul in prison, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Marie Sugar said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing, ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Cesar Chavez said, viva la huelga, ship gonna sail someday. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares, ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no compromise, ship gonna sail someday. Phil Berrigan said, no more atom bombs, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Well, they're all gone, and we're still building, ship gonna sail someday. With hand and heart and mind and muscle, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, gonna build it anyway.
There you have Utah Phillips at the Saturday Light Brigade and Ship Gonna Sail, the song I was mentioning last hour. It took me a while to find that song because I hadn't spelled gonna correctly in the search that I did. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up momentarily. And that moment will happen in moments.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday night specials, an opportunity for the community to experience one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of First Mothers shares the stories of the women who raised America's presidents. First Mothers takes place at the new Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on November 4th. More details are available at primestage.com.
Our apologies for just running an announcement that was outdated, but on the log here this morning. Check out Prime Stage's other productions at primestage.com. Looking to the future here at the Saturday Light Brigade, next week, a very special program at 11 o'clock. We have a reunion with string band quintet Coltrane. Ben Hartledge will be here, David Long on guitar and mandolin, respectively, John McFarlane on fiddle, our pal Ben Opie on clarinet, and Nathan Peck on bass will be here. That will be November 16th at 11 o'clock in advance of their show that evening at King Fly Spirits at 8 o'clock. On the 23rd, Mustard's Retreat visits us from Michigan. David Tamulevich and Libby Glover will join us also at 11 o'clock. And on November 30th, the Opus 2 Orchestra will be here. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. Are you ready? The answer has seven letters altogether. The clue is ease. Ease. The third letter is S as in seal. And the fourth letter is U as in unicorn. So you have seven letters all together. And the third letter is S as in seal. The fourth letter is U as in unicorn. And the clue is ease. Do you think you know the answer? We're live and in real time. That means you can call right now and join us on the air, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use Interact Live by going to slbradio.org/radio. Bob and Sarah Amos sing a song for the season now.
Pearl gray sky, facing the wind. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If my honey said so, I'd railroad no more. I'd sidetrack my engine and go home. And go home, and go home, and go home, and go home. I'd sidetrack my engine and go home. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home, away from home, away from home. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. I told my little Eller just as plain as I could tell her that she'd better come along and go with me. Go with me, go with me, go with me, go with me. She'd better come along and go with me. Are all worn and my shoes are all torn. Lord, I can't make a living this away. This away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't make a living this away. If this train runs on right, I'll be home tomorrow night, for I'm coming down the line on number nine. Number nine, number nine. Number nine. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go back home this away. This away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't go back home this away. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
Hetty West at the Saturday Light Brigade. Speaking of Hetty's, I just posted that article about Hedy Lamarr and frequency hopping technology on our Facebook page. A very busy morning, and thank you for keeping us so busy. We're in the midst of solving our crossword puzzle of the air, and we have a number of correct answers. And I see that Ralph got the answer correct. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph also had the correct answer to our earlier puzzle this morning, our pop quiz involving raking leaves. The answer to that was 10 minutes. And you can see that puzzle again on our website at slbradio.org/radio. Or on our Facebook page. I'm just catching up with some of Facebook interaction. Thank you, Ralph. Managed to catch up. Good morning also to Kelly. And good morning to Sharon. And hello to Jess in Mount Lebanon. Okay, now our crossword puzzle of the air answer has seven letters, and the clue is ease. E-A-S-E. The third letter is S, as in seal, and the fourth letter is U, as in unicorn. Would you like another letter? I would be. They're free. Some of those shows out there make you buy letters. We don't do that. The sixth letter is G, as in gorilla. G. G as in gorilla. I borrowed Jackson Armstrong's gorilla. G is the sixth letter. Again, the clue is ease. Good luck. You can share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. Richard on the north side is sharp today. He just got the correct answer. And good morning to Rick and Georgette. I played November that you heard Bob Amos's wife singing, Sarah Amos. Bob playing on that too from their album together. And Rick requested that song as it started, or pretty much at the same time. As soon as he hit the send button, the song started playing. And he made another request for some music by the Gibson Brothers that we'll work on. Mike, thank you for your kind words. I couldn't agree more. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. He was thinking of the word casual at first, but he, and that fit the clue. He eventually came up with the correct answer. And I think before we gave the gorilla as letter number six. Mike and Mars also got it. So did John in Economy Borough. Tommy, who you heard on the air moments ago. Came up with the correct answer as well. So did Kathy and Tyonesta. And what about you? We'll leave it out for just another moment. 412-200-5975. Here is another answer. Linda came up with it. And Sharon of Kang came up with the correct answer as well. And let's leave it out for a little bit longer. The clue is ease, seven letters. The third letter is S as in seal. The fourth letter is U as in unicorn. And the sixth letter is G as in gorilla. Doc Watson next at SLB.
Can you eat 49 and a ham and meat this morning? They see Ben right now. Take a
the Gibson Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was requested by Rick, who is up listening this morning. Hello also to Carrie in Oil City. We're glad you're tuned in. Carrie is using our new Listen by Phone system, and I'm so glad that works for you. You also heard the Doc Watson Family and Biscuits. And I think I've identified everybody that got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. Except maybe you. I might need you to give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you didn't call or text us. Did you come up with the word assuage? A-S-S-U-A-G-E? To mean ease? Assuage. That's the word we were looking for. And that Saturday Light Brigade charge is for you if you came up with the correct answer. Well done.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Moments ago, I mentioned our Listen by Phone service. You could hear SLB if you don't have good internet bandwidth and are not in range of one of our FM affiliates by calling 1-631-359-8728. 1-631-359-8728. You'll hear SLB live every Saturday morning, and you also will be able to hear a 24/7 best of feed at all other hours. And speaking of easy ways to listen, if you haven't done so lately, apps like Radio Garden, one of my favorites, and Simple Radio, TuneIn, Streama, make it very easy to listen, especially on a phone. You'll find that it's just like an old-fashioned pocket radio, and you'll find SLB at those links. And you can find information on all of those methods, including the phone number, at slbradio.org/radio. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Corey down. Wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? The revenue officers are coming. They're gonna tear your still house down.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. dragon. I ain't no woman for fighting, but I'll die before I run. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Corey down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay darling Corey down.
Isn't that nice? That is the classic old Chestnut Darling Corey, done by a group called The Real Sarahs, along with Alex Degrassi. From the album Everything's Changed. Our haiku is coming up in just moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Is there a teen in your life? And in the Pittsburgh area that likes media or self-expression, music, podcasting, or just the opportunity to interact with peers, perhaps from different neighborhoods and walks of life, our Youth Media Center offers free opportunities for all of these things with skilled, trusted adults always here, time to do whatever you would like to, but also special workshops, including November 19th, one on audio drama, one on zine making, November 23rd, open mics every Thursday at 4 o'clock, and more. We're open Mondays through Thursdays, 3 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. No registration, or I should say no advanced notice is required, but you do need to register if you are interested in taking part just once. And you can find all of the information you need to know at ymc.slbradio.org. And please share this with a teen or a family with teens, and we look at teens as anybody in middle school or high school. So if you're in sixth or seventh grade, you count too. ymc.slbradio.org. Ralph mentioned that Hedy Lamarr, who we talked about earlier today, was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2014 for frequency hopping technology. She also was dubbed the mother of Wi-Fi and other wireless communications, including GPS and Bluetooth. Fascinating person, and I posted information, including some photos of her drawings that accompanied her patents on our Facebook page. Are you ready for this morning's haiku? Here it comes. This word might mean an unexpected hit film or a human dozer. Once again, this word might mean an unexpected hit film or a human dozer. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Because it's radio, it would be great to hear your voice. Maybe you've never thought about calling us before. Give us a call. Ricky will answer the telephone. I hope you'll consider joining us on the radio so we can hear your voice. 412-200-5975. This word might mean an unexpected hit film or a human dozer. Good luck. Billy Strings next here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
When she smiles with her eyes, and even with a clouded heart chalked full down, she can sing away the worry of rejection. She's a wonder to behold. I'll love her till I'm growing old, and that's the plan. But if I could find more, that's where not sure that I deserve the love that I receive, but I give it all to her. Captivating when she moves across the floor. I remember what it is I came here for. And it seems so easy now, I can't believe it, but somehow give it all to her.
Life flows on in endless song, station. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest loudly roars, I hear the truth it liveth. What though the darkness round close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost call, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I from singing? When tyrants tremble sick with fear and hear their death bells ringing, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing?
Jeff Bartley, How Can I Keep From Singing? Lee Robinson is playing here. We need to feature Lee on the air. It's been a while since he's been here. Not since this appearance. He's been on subsequent to this one. This one is from July 30th, 2016. Iska. His band with him, Billy Strings, did In the Morning Light. I shall repeat our haiku. We'll have the correct answer coming up. Tom is going to join us on the radio. You can too. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. This word might mean an unexpected hit film or a human dozer. I want to give Richard on the north side. Well, he had an alternative, Juggernaut. But Jess in Point Breeze also had an amazing alternative answer, Blockbuster. That would be an unexpected hit, a blockbuster. And a human dozer would be a blockbuster, potentially. That's not what we were looking for, but it's such a good alternative. And Richard, a good alternative from you, too, in Juggernaut. We'll be right back. So here come some correct answers. You can think about it a little bit more. As I mentioned, John from Economy Borough having the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City got it. So did Jim in Crafton Heights. Kathy in Taya Nesta. Patrick in Stanton Heights, who mentioned that the answer we're looking for is also a British term for a railroad tie. And Paula, good morning, Paula. By way of Mike and Mars, Paula came up with the correct answer. And John and Addie in East Deer, we are happy that you're with us, getting your weekend off to a good start. They came up with the correct answer, as did John and Carrick. And Kara, good morning, Kara. I believe she's in the city of Pittsburgh. Kara is. She came up with the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield has it and mentions that the term also can refer to a fast car that looks like a piece of junk. Susie in Alexandria also got the correct answer. And I think I've now mentioned everybody except for Tom and McCandless, who joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. It's nice to be
here. You were mentioning computer history a little bit earlier, and I was going to mention that the person whose voice was used for You've Got Mail just died.
I saw that. Do you recall his name? I'll look it up if you don't.
Yeah, not off the top of my head, but he was a radio announcer, apparently. And I guess he, or his wife worked somewhere for some kind of computer, Quantum or something, service company or something, and they said they needed a voice, so she said, well, my husband's a radio announcer, why don't you use his?
Yeah, his name was Elwood Edwards. Elwood Edwards, and he wrote, they said my voice was heard by more than 30, or was heard more than 35 million times a day when he would say, you've got mail. That's how he was 74. Interesting. He died in New Bern, North Carolina, where one of the major radio broadcasting manufacturers is located. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say he got $200 for that.
You're kidding. Wow.
No, I don't think he got any. I don't think he got residues. What do you call them?
Residuals.
Residuals.
That's amazing. Wow. He had a long career in broadcasting, you're right, working up and down the dial. And yes, his wife was a customer service representative for Quantum Computer Services, which eventually became AOL. And his announcements included, welcome, you've got mail, files done, and goodbye. And he recorded them onto a cassette in his living room. I'm reading the New York Times. He was paid $200. His voice became so recognizable that he became part of the national consciousness. It was behind the 1998 romantic comedy with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. And apparently he was on The Simpsons. He was a virtual doctor on The Simpsons, where his line was, you've got leprosy. and he did a lot of other things. He sounds like he had a really great career, but not a whole lot of money for what he did.
I was wondering, could you call his movie, or that movie, a sleeper? I don't know.
Very good. Very good. Could you call it a sleeper? It probably was. They probably didn't expect it.
I saw that movie in Bellevue. There's a dollar theater on Lincoln Avenue. I think it's like a dollar store now.
Yes, it is.
And they had dollar night, and it was a Wednesday night, and the place was packed. And there were kids running around, little old ladies. I mean, like, everybody from the community was there. And then as soon as the movie started, everybody became silent.
That's our town. You know, that's right where Ricky and I live. It is a dollar store now. But that's we often say we live in Mayberry. You know, all the kids, I'm sure were goofing off. And then they started the film, and away it went. I loved that movie theater, and it was still doing pretty well until, I guess it was the 90s when it closed.
Yeah, I can't remember. About after, right around the time that movie was on, I think it was on its last legs.
Yeah, the Stearns, who owned that theater, and a few others, I think tried hard to keep them going, but it's hard to compete.
Right.
Well, well done, The Sleeper.
Yep. Yeah, I came across another sleeper movie just I thought about was The Night of the Hunter. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
It takes place. It was made by 1955, and it was a dud. You know, it was like the critics didn't like it and everything. And now it's kind of a cult classic. And it's centered in West Virginia, and part of it was made in Moundsville. And I just looked up. The Carnegie Library has the movie, and they have probably about 12 copies, and most of them are checked out right now.
Huh. What's the name of it again?
The Night of the Hunter.
Night of the Hunter. Do you know the storyline?
Yeah, let's call him a fake preacher who marries widows and then murders them.
Huh. It sounds
and it's a scary movie. I mean, like, you're scared. I've seen it four or five times. I still get scared every time I see it.
That sounds like an interesting film. And it is, when these films, it's not surprising if there's a brand new book that came out and there's a long waiting list and all of the copies are taken out at the library. That's one thing. But when it's an older film or one that you wouldn't think would be mainstream, it's something when there's that many, when there's that long a waiting list. So it
I
must be
a
sleeper.
If there's a list of sleeper movies, Casablanca was, and also what's the one with Jimmy Stewart?
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah,
Life, right.
That was
right.
Definitely not a hit at the time, but became a classic.
Right.
Well done, Charge
okay.
D. Congratulations, and congratulations to you if you knew that our haiku was referring to Sleeper. This word might meet an unexpected hit film, or really hit anything, or a human dozer, somebody asleep. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour here at SLB.
It's another happy April to every happy fool. And you move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me. She always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleeper, come and go with me. Wisconsin, far a driftless man, supper on the table, and a lover's tender hands. Though she leaves my salt and wood smoke for a job in the city, sleep will come and go with me. Take you with my children through the clover to the creek. When Orion's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleep will come and go with me. Is over and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and the shadow of a blonde who is standing by the wild ride in a pointless dream. Sleep will come and go with me, and it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleep will come and go with me.
Greg Brown. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Tune In, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and other services, as well as slbradio.org/radio.
I hear you talking. Yes, I do.